I'm Bobby Gillespie. I'm Bobby Gillespie from Primal Scream. You're listening to Rock and Pop. You're listening to Rock and Pop at 9.41 FM. Or is it AM?
No, that's right. That's 94, actually.
All right. Okay. I'm Bobby Gillespie from Primal Scream. You're listening to Rock and Pop at 94.1 FM. I'm fine, I'm really happy to be here in Chile. A lot of great bands at this festival. We just saw Kurt Vile and Violators earlier. Courtney Barnett's playing. If I wasn't doing interviews, I'd go and watch her. And Brian Jonestown are on pretty shortly, so I'll go and catch some of those guys.
How does it feel to be back in South America? Because you know you have a big fan base in this part of it. Of course, in Argentina, in Chile.
It feels good. I wish we could spend more time here. In fact, maybe we should come and do a South American tour. That would be great.
Used to this, invite some other artists to play in an album, as you have been invited as well from other artists. And how did you get the idea of inviting Haim, for example, or inviting Sky Ferreira?
Well, we had the songs, because the songs needed female voices, and we knew that Haim were great singers, because we'd worked with Haim at Glastonbury, I think, in 2013, and we met him on a TV show, the Jules Holland show. We've worked with him, and we heard the three girls sing together, and you know, they're like gospel singers, you know, they're really soulful and funky. And when we came to record the Chaosmosis album, we thought of Haim, and you know, to sing some vocals on some of the songs. The song where the leg is on, that was a duet. And I always had it in my mind to work with Sky Ferreira, because I was very intrigued by her when she first came out with Everything Is Embarrassing. It was my favourite track for a long, long time. I played it every day, and yeah, I was intrigued. I was intrigued about. I thought there was something there that was worth, you know, finding out about, you know. And we were right, because she's great, you know. She's a mysterious girl, and all the more powerful for it. And she sang beautifully on the track, so yeah, it's all good.
Ecstatic deception, trigger defiance, new lines of desire.
Sure sin, he's the gifts within.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. and we want to get loaded, and we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Is there any other artist, any other band out there you would like to invite in the next recording?
We haven't thought about making another record yet, so I don't know. There are artists I would like to work with, but maybe in a different context from Primal Scream. What? You know, we don't know. We don't really know what we're going to do in the future. We're still touring this record. But yeah, we always think expansively.
You've been in a constant journey from the very beginning, and you've recorded one of the most beautiful albums ever made. It was Screamadelica. That's an amazing thing. And you're always interested in new sounds, in new genres, in the mixture of genres. And how do you see the future of the band in that sense? Because it's a constant journey.
We don't really see any future at the moment, because we're really just trying to get through this gig. And then after this gig, Argentina tomorrow, and then in about a week's time, all around the United Kingdom and Ireland. So I'm just trying to get through the rest of the year. You know, I don't have any ideas. I mean, not ideas, but I've got plenty of ideas. But as for the future of the band, we...
Any collaboration? Invited? Somewhere you can tell us?
No, I haven't. No, nothing yet. No, honestly, nothing.
Rock and Pop UK. Solo sonido británico en la 94.1.
Are you aware of the current scene of bands in London? Have you seen bands, new bands you can recommend?
I'm more aware of American bands, I think, than I am of British bands.
You're based in the US?
No, we're based in London. I like Dive. Yeah, Under the Sun was maybe my favourite track this year. I like the Alalas, Deer Hunter, Curveil and the Violators. You know, there's some band. I like White Fence. White Fence are good. A good band. As I say, I'm more interested in American music than British stuff at the moment. But I've never really been that into British music since punk or post-punk.
Really?
No.
Not even your friends? I mean,
Yeah, but that's post-punk.
Right,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm tired,
that's
sorry.
All right. Bobby, what's the most beautiful thing music has given to you in your whole career?
The fact that I can, you know, we can travel around, even, you know, 30 years later, we get, you know, we're still being invited to places like Chile and Argentina, or, you know, California or Japan. That's four of the places that, you know, we've visited or are about to visit on this trip. The fact that, you know, people are still inviting us to come and play our music in their countries is great. I don't know.